They are trying to add about 2,400 square feet to the new library. The addition's going to have to meet our design guidelines for historic sites and historic districts, of course. You're right, we don't want to mimic the library and have the addition so closely related to what's there existing that you can't tell the difference between the historic and the new element. But at the same time, it does have to relate and it does have to correspond to it and complement it. The library is really the jewel, and the addition is just kind of the addition to it. No, it is very modern. It's really interesting because normally what we do is we create some sort of a transitional element or connector that goes between the new addition and the old building. But in this case, our 1992 addition already wraps the structure. And so this new addition is picking up a lot of cues from the historic building, like such as the dimensions of the windows, kind of the rhythm of the patterning of the building, some of the materials, sort of the feel and textures of the structure that exists. They're trying to show it so that it doesn't read as a 1992 edition and now a 2013 edition, that it'll all sort of read as one addition to the historic structure. We'll be talking about some of the additions that they want to make such to create this 21st century library concept. For example, they are looking at adding a cafe. The book drop is going to help the sorting and just make it a more efficient library, kind of adds to the modernness of the library functions. We're looking at creating a terrace. There's going to be a lot more community spaces within the library to kind of create more of a community center. There'll be conference rooms that different organizations can rent out and utilize when necessary. And then, you know, it's just some of that those kind of things. And then bringing in the neighborhood a little bit more.